Well, hey, good morning, afternoon, evening, guys. Welcome to my daily update, otherwise known as The Graham Show. Just 5 minutes of life and encouragement, so I trust you're well today. Today is Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. It is a cold day here in Massachusetts. I was up at just before six today. Went for a walk in the dark, in the cold. But going to have a great day. Going to do some interesting things today. And I'm working on writing a book. So I'm going to plow into some of that in a moment. What's going on this week? Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving here in the United States anyway. And I was actually thinking about being a pilgrim. You know, there's a great book I'm sure many of you read by John Bunyan, actually written, inspired by a dream he had, The Pilgrim's Progress. And, you know, it's funny, the school I went to growing up in the UK, it was a Church of England, an Episcopalian school, the kind of national church of the UK, for better or worse. And, you know, a song we'd often sing there is the hymn that John Bunyan wrote, To Be a Pilgrim. The first verse here, he who would valiant be against all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. So I've just been thinking about pilgrims today. You know, Thanksgiving is really the celebration, if you will, when the pilgrim fathers, if you will, landed here in Massachusetts. And, you know, but some of the praise they prayed and they gave thanks to God for bringing them to the new world. And yet it's really such a prophetic time. Thankfulness is such a powerful thing in our lives. And yet God wants us to be pilgrims. Let me read one of my favorite Psalms as well, if I can find it. Psalm 84, I believe it is. Speaks about the presence of God. How lovely is your tabernacle or your presence, O Lord of hosts. In verse 5 of Psalm 84, it says, blessed is the man, or blessed is the person who has set his heart on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. So just a quick thought for you, whatever you're up to today, but we are pilgrims. We're called to be pilgrims. We are, I think some of our challenge in the West is we often look at Christianity as this steady state thing. And it is, in one sense. You know, Leah and I are in the midst of applying for American citizenship right now. It'll probably take a year or so, filling in the papers, whatever. But when you get that, you know, in one day you're declared to be a citizen. And in God's eyes, we've been declared to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We're children of the king. And yet in another, we're called to walk as citizens of heaven. Jesus, in the early church, Christianity was literally called the way. You read it all the way through the book of Acts. It speaks about those who followed in the way, those who walked in the way. So whether you like it or not, you are a pilgrim. You are on a pilgrimage. I remember once years ago going to India, and I was in India for about 3 weeks, right in the heat of summer in India. It's just stinking hot, and I had 3 weeks. It was a wonderful time, but I was preaching 4 or 5 times a day. After 2 weeks, I had no voice left, and, you know, crusade after crusade, and I'm staying on top of this in a little retreat center on top of a hill. And these great big lizards would come out at night, and I'd throw the light on, and there'd be 5 or 6 lizards all around my bed. And I had this running joke with the Lord. Every time, every day, I'd be in a different place, a different hotel, a different guest house. And, you know, I'd wake up in the night and think like, well, there was a wall there yesterday, but there isn't a wall there today. And every time I'd slightly complain about my life there and how hot it was and the lizards and all these things, the Lord would say to me, Graham, you're a pilgrim. You're here, but you don't belong here. You're walking through, you're passing through. And it became like this running joke between the Lord and myself every day. I'm a pilgrim. I'm here, but I won't be here that long. I'm a pilgrim. And I remember, you know, my whole crusade team dropped me off at the airport in Trivandrum in the south coast of India, and I flew back. I flew from Trivandrum to Mumbai, Bombay, we used to say, and then somewhere into the Middle East, into Bahrain, I think it was. And when I hit the Middle East, they announced that there was a strike on in Paris, France. Surprise, surprise. The French love to go on strike. And all the flights were cancelled going into France. So we kind of got stranded there for a few hours, and then they announced they're going to fly us into Rome. So they flew us into Rome, Italy, and they announced that we had to stay overnight in Rome. And at first we were thinking, great, we're all going to spend the night, you know, the whole plane, we're going to spend the night in the airport, whatever. And while everybody's complaining, I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm a pilgrim. You know, sleeping in an airport feels rather good after some of the places I've been in the last few weeks. And then they suddenly announced, no, we're going to drive you all to the Hilton Hotel. And they drove us to the Hilton right in the center of Rome. And, you know, there's about 100 people on the plane. They're giving out room assignments to everybody. And then they call my name and they say, you must be God's favorite. They literally say something like that. And they say, we're giving you the penthouse, Mr. Jones. And they gave me this massive circular penthouse right on top of the Hilton in Rome. I could go jogging in my room. You know, I had 3 jacuzzis in my room. It was so great. And I'm sitting there in my jacuzzi having a cup of tea, wondering what food I'm going to order. And it's suddenly like Holy Spirit broke in on me and said, Graham, enjoy your stay here, but you don't belong here. You're a pilgrim. So that's my encouragement to you today. Wherever you're going through, you are a pilgrim. We're on a journey. And the journey should change us. We should be changed by the journey. God takes us on a journey, and a journey is a transformation, a process in our inner man. God takes us on a journey so that the things that are ours in heaven become ours on earth. God takes us on a journey so that the person we are in heaven becomes the person we are here on the earth. But there's also another key there as well, that while we're on this journey, the psalmist there talks about going through the valley of Baca, literally means the valley of weeping, the valley of tears. And he says there are those who, as they go through the valley of weeping, they will transform it into a spring, into a delightful land. So as we go on a pilgrimage with God, we should not simply think like, oh, I'm passing through this veil of tears. Our job is to transform the veil of tears. Our job is to, literally what God did with Israel nationally, physically, Israel transformed the desert. The desert bloomed. Literally in 1948, when Israel came back into the land, the same thing happened. It's amazing how Israel is one of the most productive, I'm talking about at an agricultural level, beautiful, productive places on planet Earth. And the Jewish people, if you will, coming back into what frankly was like a desert, a wasteland, have made it bloom. And God wants your life and my life, I believe, to be that. Well, we're pilgrims. We don't belong here. My home is in heaven. And yet, as I pass through this Wednesday, I'm not going to become the victim of this Wednesday. This Wednesday is going to become the victim of God, the goodness of God in my life. So even if there's weeping around you and in your life today, I believe you can transform that by the power of what is within you. Boom. So there's a quick thought for you, my friends, today. Have a wonderful day. I am encouraging you and cheering you on, and I'm thankful for you. And let's give thanks to God for his wonderful gift of Jesus. Bye for now.